My name's Joe Ritchie. I'm a local resident of the Saratoga Sites Public Housing Development, located just 100 feet away from the Norlite Hazardous Waste Incinerator, presenting a letter to the DEC demanding that they deny the permits that Norlite is currently applying for, their Title V permit, or what I like to call it, their permit to pollute. I've lived next to this facility 20 years, and Norlite has been bothering my family, bothering my neighbors, polluting my area for 50 years. It is just unimaginable that they have been able to do what they've been able to do for so long. And that's because of inaction by entities such as the DEC, such as local representatives, that have let them done what they've done forever. It's unacceptable that children, my friends and family, should be playing outside when there's all this hazardous silica dust that can cause silicosis, a terminal lung disease that you can get with just a few months of exposure. We're seeing dust on my cars, this hazardous silica dust, every single day. I've seen letters from 2005 addressed to the DEC explaining how people are scared that there's being dust on their children's trampolines, that there's these horrible smells that when they get their mail, they can't even get it because of how choking it is. We should not have to experience black snow in the wintertime. It's unacceptable. And when I bring these up, they're almost brushed away as if they're not an issue. The DEC has to act to protect future generations of children because it just can't happen anymore. We cannot allow Norlite to do what it's doing for another 50 years. Not even another 5 years. Norlite's Title V permit has already expired. You can't even be a doctor and operate on somebody with an expired license. Norlite's the number one mercury emitter in the whole entire state. 50 pounds a year at least, they're admitting. A tablespoon of mercury would contaminate an entire Adirondack Lake. Since the inception of this environmental discriminatory public housing complex, because that's why it was put there. Because Norlite was there, and the land that was there before was a dust-ridden, barren landscape. And yet here we are in 2021 dealing with the same issues that we've seen in 2005, 1990, 1970, 1969. And we're calling on the DEC to act to save the children of the future. And we're calling on the DEC today to step up and to deny these permits, as well as 122 other organizations and businesses.
My name is Patricia Sibilia, and I'm the president of the League of Women Voters of Albany County. Our organization, along with the League of Women Voters of New York State, signed on to the letter. There are many reasons why Norlite's permits should not be renewed. Its location, abutting public housing, which Joe just talked about, its egregious history of really violation, and the amount of toxic emissions it puts out, including the large amount of mercury, are all a major source of concern. As the letter states, Norlite accepts some of the most toxic materials, and a large portion of their revenue comes from incinerating this waste. Over the decades, they've been fined, with the penalties being just a slap on the wrist and just the cost of doing business. The monitoring imposed by the regulators has been fruitless. Even with the DEC officials stationed at the facility, since their violations required that level of oversight, they burned PFAS-laden AFFF, the firefighting foam, in secret for 2 years. That DEC oversight is absolutely not acceptable. After many years of complaints and enforcement actions, it was just February of this year that the DEC again noted violations regarding the handling of dust that contains microscopic glass shards that can severely damage lungs, as Joe spoke about. This disregard for compliance is the latest example of Norlite's indifference to the regulations. They should be denied the renewal of their permit.
My name is Judith Enk. I'm a former EPA regional administrator. I served during the Obama administration. The air pollution from Norlite has a devastating impact on the residents of Cohoes, particularly at Saratoga Sites Public Housing. But it also, the prevailing winds send send the pollution over to Rensselaer County, southern Vermont, and they're essentially contaminated the whole region. The Norlite hazardous waste incinerator is a major environmental problem, and we are here today asking the New York Department of Environmental Conservation not to renew the permits to pollute at this facility. Now, the DEC is likely going to say to reporters that it's premature for us to be making this request because the full application has not been accepted by the DEC. That is true, but these permits expired December 31st. You and I are not allowed to drive our cars if our inspection sticker is expired. So why is a major polluter allowed to continue to contaminate our local environment running on expired permits? It might be legal in the eyes of the DEC, but it is not protective of public health. A big chapter in the history of Norlite was when it secretly burned over 2.4 million tons of toxic firefighter foam. They can no longer burn PFAS chemical, toxic firefighter foam, not because of the DEC, but because the state legislature passed a law prohibiting this, and the Cohoes City Council and the Albany County Legislature. However, Norlite imports massive amounts of liquid hazardous waste from all over the country and burn it in a densely populated neighborhood. It's not a homogeneous waste stream. It's different every day. And I think the regulators are not effectively regulating this facility. It's almost impossible to effectively regulate this facility. The enforcement history on this facility is very, very troubling. It's been operating for decades. I have a sheet of the environmental law violations between 1990 and 2019 alone. There are 17 different consent orders for very serious violations of environmental law, met with only a slap on the wrist by the DEC, a $3,000 fine here, a $7,000 fine here. It's a cost of doing business for Norlite. I want to focus on two new issues that we've not talked about a lot in the past. I'm calling on the DEC not to renew these permits to pollute, but there are two issues that need immediate attention, and DEC needs to act even before they make these permit decisions. One is, if you go by Norlite, you will see these giant piles of aggregate. So what happens is they mine shale on site, then they heat it in the kilns that is typically used hazardous waste as a fuel. They could be burning gas instead. And then you have this fine material called aggregate, which is piled outdoors with no covering whatsoever. That aggregate contains silica dust, which if it lodges in your lungs over a period of time can cause silicosis, a very, very serious illness. My Norlite cannot be covering those piles. It's just a matter of them spending some money to cover the piles. And it's astonishing that the New York DEC has not required them to cover the piles. So number one, DEC should issue a legal order requiring that these piles be covered. And second, the DEC needs to focus on this powdery aggregate that is then used for construction all over the country. That powdery mixture includes ash from the kilns, which may be toxic, but there are no publicly available test results. This is the fly ash. So by definition, the fly ash is on the stack, the top of the smokestack. It's capturing the most toxic materials. Norlite is mixing this with the aggregate and then selling it as a product. And that practice has to end immediately. It should not only be part of the permit decision, but these are two issues that we need the DEC to move on immediately. So I join with Joe Ritchie and the League of Women Voters and the many other organizations that have come together to implore the New York DEC to reject these permits to pollute. And if Norlite can't get it together to get their full application in, DEC can order them to stop operating while that permit review continues. Thank you.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.